a very good way to get your league schedule started, a big three-game sweep out at Sterling, so you have to be happy tonight.
We were. It's always tough to play in Sterling's gym. Anytime you can get a win against a Sterling team, you know you had a good night.
All right. What'd you do well to get this victory tonight?
We served and passed well. We started rallies well by serving and passing well. Our block played well, and we defended well behind it. Offensively, wasn't what we dreamed of, probably, but we played and scrapped through it, and has had a lot of success there.
Yeah, and you're just kind of getting your season started. Some teams have played 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 matches. This was just your second one, so you're still working through some early season.
Yeah, it was the first match for one of our main players too. So a lot of things we're working through early season, but we managed to get wins against two very, very good teams start with. So we're very happy with that.
Yeah, that was my next point. In addition to Sterling tonight, you beat a very good 4A team in Thompson Valley last week. So out of the gate, 2-0 against those guys, you have to be again happy with where you're at.
We are happy. We're going to have to get a lot better to get where we really want to get to at the end, but very happy with where we're starting. It's good to play great competition and find ways to win.
Okay, you mentioned where you want to get this year. Who are some of the girls you're going to have to lean on to get where you want to go?
We have a great group of seniors. We have a returning All-State player in Briley Schwer. We've got a gal who's been All-State in George Jones, both seniors. We have a junior, Reagan McLinney, who's going to be a huge contributor offensively for us. And then we sprinkle in a couple sophomores in there and a bunch of other seniors. You know, a three-year setter, a four-year starter, an outside hitter, you know, a big contributor, a DS, a former libero, DS senior that's in there playing too. So we have a lot of experience. We have a lot of people contributing. We have, you know, probably 4 or 5 girls who can get us 10 kills tonight if we need them.
And the chemistry playing that long together has to be pretty strong too, I would think.
Yes, there's good and bad when you got a bunch of girls who have played together as long as these girls have played together since a lot of them since 7th grade for those seniors. So They rub each other wrong sometimes, but they've been at it together a long time, and they want to do it together, and they've been dreaming of this, of trying to bring a state championship or, you know, a strong run into that tournament and, you know, try and win one at the end since they've been in 7th grade for a lot of these years.
And what about the Patriot League Championship? If you win that, you become a solid contender for the overall title because it's such a good league. You get off to a good start tonight with that road win. But what's it going to take for you to finish on top in such a good league?
I don't know. Some years it's harder to win Patriot League than just win state. It seems like with groups we have in there. I mean, Eaton got off to a little bit of a slow start, but you know we're going to play them end of the season. You know they're going to be fantastic at that point. So we're going to have to get better to deal with them. The university is extraordinarily solid. Sterling's going to get much better as the season goes on. Platte Valley, with all those, they mixed in some additional volleyball girls with all those fantastic basketball athletes they have, and they're going to be a problem too. So there's not an easy night in the Patriot League to try and get a win. Even Liberty Commons is going to be a problem for us.
Right.
Don't pay attention.
Right, right. They're much improved, as you indicated. Now, looking ahead to this weekend, I believe you go back to the Montchbuff tournament, chance to get 4 or 5 matches in a single day. So what do you look for out of your club on a day like this at this stage of the season?
Well, just battle and compete in all those matches. We'll play a solid DSST team to start the day there. We'll have some other tough matches there, but just, you know, battling and grinding for an entire day and not letting up, being consistent and intense throughout that entire day, and, you know, limiting the lulls and limiting the spikes too, but, you know, staying level and just consistent, just plowing through that day and, you know, taking care of business, getting to work